You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Financial analysts have been long ringing alarm bells over the perils cryptocurrencies could unleash for some time now. And Jay Clayton, the chairman of U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, that's SEC, has recently added some perspective to the din around the contentious cryptocurrency, that's Bitcoin. He said recently, and we quote, "Bitcoin doesn't have the attributes of a security," unquote. Daniel Roberts, senior writer at Yahoo Finance, quoted him on the 28th of November in a piece. Another story in the website of UK's Express took on a more dire tone, given the world's leading digital asset, that's Bitcoin for you, had hit its lowest value since September of 2017 this month and is now sparking fears it could be more vulnerable to hacking from cyber criminals. So yes, a shaking out is happening even as we speak. Welcome to this Money Control podcast, that's Editor's Pick of the Day, and here we trace the Bitcoin story and its recent dramatic turns.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
Bitcoin, a cryptic story.
Many sides to the coin. In the Yahoo Finance piece we referred to earlier, Clayton is quoted as saying, "An asset like Bitcoin, where it's designed to be a replacement for sovereign currencies, we've determined that does not have the attributes of a security. As far as I'm concerned, it's designed to be akin to the dollar, the yen, the euro, and it operates that way. People who purchase it are expecting it to operate that way." Unquote. His statement, says the piece, made the crypto people happy because of the obvious crackdown that the SEC has exercised on companies that conducted ICOs or initial coin offerings or token sales under the view that these sales were unregistered securities offerings. We quote, "Big Bitcoin believers would generally prefer less SEC regulation of the space, not more. And if the SEC does not view Bitcoin as a security, then it is not under its purview." Unquote. The writer, though, differs with Clayton and does not think that Bitcoin is akin to the dollar, the yen, or the euro, or that it operates that way. We quote, "The early vision of Bitcoin as a currency and a legitimate alternative to fiat currency has not really played out. Rather, many see Bitcoin as a store of value or digital gold. Many see it as having a killer use case in emerging markets where people are underbanked or unbanked and need an easier way to get paid. And many institutions see potential in blockchain, the distributed ledger technology that underlies Bitcoin. But the places where you can actually spend Bitcoin are still few and far between." Unquote. Sam Stevenson in The Express, though, was more interested in the fallout of the recent slump in Bitcoin's value. We quote him, "Bitcoin nosedived in mid-November, dipping below $4,000 for the first time in 2018, according to CoinMarketCap. The price slump has caused cryptocurrency commentators to claim that the market is more susceptible to hacking. Speaking to The Express, industry experts also raised the issue of the need for greater regulation within the cryptosphere. Paolo Passeri, global solutions architect at Netscope, maintained that the market-wide crypto price crash was the catalyst and driving force behind a recent spike in cybercriminal hacking scams." Unquote. The crypto aficionado in the piece explained that the reason for cybercriminals' emboldened stance was the crash making crypto mining less viable. He said, "The catalyst driving cybercriminals to find new kinds of attacks is the fall in cryptocurrency prices, as this has made crypto mining a far less viable means of obtaining the currency due to the power costs involved. As the price volatility continues, hackers are aiming to capitalize on victims who have profited from the recent price bubble without expending too much resource to achieve their goals." Unquote. The point being that hackers look for loopholes and constantly reinvent ploys to steal cryptocurrency, as in the recent example of SIM swapping, used to steal $1 million in digital assets from a Silicon Valley businessman. The cybercriminal was 21-year-old Nicholas Truglia, who, according to the piece, impersonated the businessman by obtaining a new SIM from the victim's operator and then used the new number to pass through the phone-based authentication that provided access to crypto wallets. The piece also cites economist Saifedean Ammous, who tweeted, "This bear market is a test for Bitcoin's security model. If the price continues plummeting while chip manufacturers continue to advance in making cheaper processing power, attacking Bitcoin becomes progressively cheaper." Unquote. To understand just how serious the implications are, I hand over to Supriya.
Right, thanks, Sheetal. Now let's look at how serious the implications really are. Peter Chir, a Forbes contributor, was almost brutal if we go by the headline of his piece published this month. "Bitcoin, stick a fork in it, it's done." As you will agree, quite a punchline to begin a piece with. But the intent of the piece was to inform, not to shock. A hard fork is in fact a term that relates to blockchain technology and stands for a radical change to the protocol that makes previously invalid blocks or transactions valid or vice versa. This requires all nodes or users to upgrade to the latest version of the protocol software. We quote from the piece, "As of November 15, Bitcoin Cash had a fork that briefly led to the creation of Bitcoin SV. SV stands for Satoshi version and Bitcoin Cash ABC. Bitcoin Cash has dropped from $511 on November 13th to $212 on November 23rd, according to Bloomberg. Bitcoin SV, which was $55 on November 23rd, according to CoinMarketCap, creating a combined value of under $270. Holders of Bitcoin Cash received one Bitcoin SV for every Bitcoin Cash they had at the time of the fork. Bitcoin Cash was briefly valued at $227.04 before mainstream price aggregator CoinMarketCap merged the prices into a single number," unquote. Even if you can't make sense of the convoluted goings-on mentioned in the above statement, it is enough to know that while Bitcoin itself wasn't affected by this fork, it has fallen from $6,280 on November 14 to under $3,800 on November 26th. And there were repercussions too, because the fork triggered a wave of selling across all cryptocurrencies. We quote, "This latest drop in price made many already awkward Thanksgiving conversations even more awkward. It isn't a total coincidence that the meteoric rise in Bitcoin to almost $19,000 in December 2017 started just ahead of American Thanksgiving, as college students came home and explained the potential investment to their family and friends, how to purchase it and why they needed to purchase it. Bitcoin futures were also due to be launched, giving Bitcoin bulls more reason to be bullish. As of now, with Bitcoin under $3,800, you had to have purchased Bitcoin before October 2017 to have a profit. A year is a long time to have anyone who purchased an asset have losses in US dollars. It certainly makes potential investors who were largely drawn to crypto by the fear of missing out, FOMO, very reluctant to commit capital to Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency," unquote. The reason for the decline. Peter Chur believes Bitcoin and the entire cryptocurrency space is too confusing for many potential investors. We quote, "These forks that have occurred and the variety of cryptocurrencies confuse too many potential investors. On my Bloomberg terminal, there is a cryptocurrency monitor that shows Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, EOS, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Litecoin, Monero, XRP and Zcash. Which one to pick? Which one will win? How many casual investors will do the work to make that decision? Cryptocurrencies, which I think rely heavily on new users adopting it, scare away investors who think critical mass will be a key to ongoing success," unquote. Adding to the confusion is decentralization, or lack of centralized control, because as the piece states, and I quote, "Decentralization makes it easy to create forks and to create new cryptocurrencies, adding to the choices and the confusion for many." The Wall Street Journal created their own mock cryptocurrency to demonstrate how easy it could be. These forks and new products diminish the power of the original Bitcoin and all cryptocurrencies, as even avid investors have trouble keeping up, let alone someone just looking to dip their toe in the water. Sometimes choice isn't as good as it is a sign to many that the market is too fractured and too easily split to reach the full potential many crypto bulls tout," unquote. Can things get better? The piece suggests that if Bitcoin itself or any or all of the cryptocurrencies can start trading higher and regain a lot of the lost momentum, then people would care again. We could see a return of FOMO, which could see another wave of fresh adopters forced into the market. We quote the writer, "I am not sure how to get back the traction that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies had last year. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general have lost their luster, in part because they seem to be offering increasingly confusing choices rather than harnessing investor demand and understanding," unquote. Mixed signals. Along with many financial portals and observers, CCN also reported feverishly on the value of Bitcoin BTC dropping from $4,065 to $3,600, reversing a short-term corrective rally. We quote, "The dominant cryptocurrency has been on a steep downtrend for several weeks. November 26, for a brief of time, Bitcoin seemed to be initiating a corrective rally after reaching a new yearly low at around $3,400. Temporarily, Bitcoin spiked to $4,000, engaging in a 17% increase in price within a 24-hour period. However, the price of the asset began to fall back to the lower region of $3,000," unquote. And understandably asks the piece, what is Bitcoin up to? The explanation is simple. The cryptocurrency market, says the piece, is struggling to sustain any sort of momentum in an attempt to create a trend reversal. Sell pressure on major digital assets is increasing and buy pressure is declining, which has led both Bitcoin and Ethereum to drop by more than 40% in the past 2 weeks. We quote, "When the price of an asset falls substantially without a huge spike in volume, it represents a free fall without much sell pressure, which means as big sell volumes begin to hit the market, the price of the asset could be vulnerable to additional sell-offs in the near future," unquote. We leave you with a statement by Alex Kruger, a cryptocurrency trader and economist. And I quote, "Before the crash, BTC had been growing exponentially. Will BTC ever resume exponential growth? Maybe not. Maybe only temporarily. Many assets don't grow exponentially. What if Bitcoin has matured and starts behaving as a currency or most commodities?" Unquote. The what if is an interesting touch. It leaves answers open-ended because in the end, cryptocurrencies are not meant to be predictable either. Just like those who invest their faith in their intangible allure.
Editor's pick of the day. Bitcoin, a cryptic story.
The Bitcoin story is obviously one with many possibilities.
This has been today's editor's pick. And you've been listening to Money Control.